First person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Virginia Sajan recalls her coming to America on a U.S. Navy ship.
After spending several years in a refugee camp in Salzburg, Austria, post-World War II, we found ourselves on the USS Longfeet, navigating the port of New York to a new life of freedom and safety in America. The ship's manifest tells me we had 10 bags among the four of us and three last names, but we were now a family. I was the youngest at not quite one, along with my six-year-old brother Helgi and my parents, Serafina and Janok. Janok and Serafina met in the refugee camp where my father had set up a cobbler shop after the war. He was officially labeled a displaced person, someone who had no home to return to. He feared death if he returned to the Soviet Union and his former life, as he deserted Stalin's army, escaped Siberia, and was eventually caught by the Germans. Because of his skills with leather, he was spared, employed by the German army as a bootmaker, and survived the war. He would use these skills to build a new life in America. My mother was an Austrian citizen who lived down the street from the displaced persons camp. She was 20 years younger than my dad, the classically beautiful young Fräulein who sadly found herself a single mother at the end of the war. One day, Serafina went into my father's shop to have her shoes repaired, and that's where my story begins.
Virginia Sajan is a retired educator residing in Soquel. She loves photography and swimming. If you would like to hear this or other pieces again, go to ksqd.org/first-person-singular. For first person singular, this is Matilda Rand.